Good morning. So all over the country, masses have been suspended. And we are truly people who are in the dark right now, at least being distanced from our Lord in the Holy Eucharist. We're talking about this social distancing. Well, now we're distanced from the Lord in the Holy Eucharist. What are we to make of all of this? You know, I'm not here to predict what God is up to during this time. I think earlier in the week in one of my homilies I said, you know, the Lord, picture the young child running out into busy traffic, the dad, you know, shouting, get back here. And he comes back, realizes what he does, asks forgiveness. The father throws his arms around, I love you, I forgive you, and you're grounded for 2 weeks. I mean, it's a plausible possibility. For what God is up to during our times. You know, why does a good father who wants the best from their child ground him for 2 weeks? Well, to help the child to understand the severity of their actions. So we've lived through a time, haven't we? You know, under our watch, I keep pointing to the thing, 1.5 billion children torn apart in our mother's wombs. Over the last 47 years since Roe v. Wade, under our watch, and to one degree or another, we're all complicit, because why aren't there, millions of people out in front of the Capitol of Washington, D.C.? You know, we do the March for Life every year, okay, and it garners a lot of people, right? But why isn't the whole nation, or why isn't all of Catholicism, why aren't we ranting about this from the highest levels in our church? So there's that. And certainly, I think in the last couple of years, we've seen evil ramp up in so many ways. Just since 2015, we redefined marriage. It's getting to the point where, it's not just a two of the same sex, but, throuples are coming on now. There's talk of people that want to marry their Cocker Spaniel, we've made a mockery of the very bedrock foundation of our civilization in this way. So there's a lot, isn't there? And then we look at our mass itself, What's been allowed during this time? Personally, I love both the traditional Latin Mass and the Novus Ordo. When the Novus Ordo is done, without all of the additions, the innovations that were lopped onto it later on. So it's done in simplicity and beauty and sacredness. But all of these things have been lopped on, and here we are. The latest statistic, and this is fresh too. We come to understand that only 30% of baptized Catholics believe that that's God on that altar any longer. And so the dad who looked at the child running into busy traffic, loved him, forgave him, and grounded him for 2 weeks. Could this be a time where we just have to stop, and do a little heart check? Personally, yes, but collectively as a church. And isn't that an additional benefit to a grounding, where the child literally is sitting up in their room and just thinking about what they did and understanding the severity of it? I think we can get caught so much in our busy worldliness that we remain superficial, rather than wise. Isn't this a great time, wouldn't you say, that we can build a deeper wisdom? I think a lot of people want to be smart, right? You look at the Pharisees who were the parents of the blind man. Said, I don't know anything. Ask him. Why? Because they were afraid, of the Pharisees. Who are the Pharisees of our time? How about the religion of secularism and moral relativism that surged in our times? You know, I carry a combat rosary. It's based on the original rosary that was made by the United States government in 1916 for soldiers serving. The government made rosaries. Now, I think you can't even say Jesus in that forum or any other kind of forum, stripping him out of our classrooms, out of our streets. The most persecuted religion in the world right now is Christianity. I believe Catholicism even more. But why? Because it's the greatest threat to this religion of secularism and moral relativism of our time. To speak the truth of the gospel is to speak against the agenda of the ruling class. And so a lot of people, aren't we doing this? We're just quiet. And so we quietly go to a church and we quietly go home, and for some, maybe we hope no one saw us. See, this is a great time for us to look at all that and ask, what should we be doing instead? We're called to be, the people who have been in darkness are called to be a light now, it said. I do believe you are the Christ, the blind man said, or the ex-blind man. Are we willing to proclaim that? Are we willing to be, you know, here we are at Lateri Sunday. I'm wearing the rose-colored vestments. It means rejoice. Rejoice. I know it's hard for a lot of people right now because we're distanced from our Lord. But maybe this is a good time for us to look at all of our faith, not just the come to Mass for an hour on Sunday and go home and then basically be quiet about the whole thing. How am I spreading Christ's joy to everyone? You know, maybe some people that are at the supermarket that I shop at are watching, and they'll attest to this. I go into the supermarket, and I basically tell everybody, you know, you're not going to believe this, come to our Mass at 9:15 on Sundays. It's awesome. It's like you're in heaven. And then afterwards we have coffee and donuts, and you cut the joy with a knife. And I know that the vast majority of my family here is going out and just saying, I got this joy. You got to see it. And then hopefully they'll ask, where'd you get it? Where'd you get it? You see, that's what true evangelization, I've always said this, it's not about pamphlets, it's not even about memorizing scripture passages, you know, it's about a life that lives within each one of us. Rejoice, rejoice. I have the Lord in me, and it's amazing. So maybe we're being grounded for a little while so that we can take stock in that. We can build our gratitude for it. I mean, could you imagine what that Mass is going to be when we're finally given the green light to join back together? I've said, I don't know if I'm not going to cry through the whole thing. Why? Because I'll have missed you. I'll have missed us coming together. I'll have missed seeing all of you, receiving our Lord and then bringing that out to the world and seeing it going again. This is going to be over, okay? This is going to be over. Now is the time for heroes to rise up, okay? Choose heroism, not the fetal position. Choose heroism. With the strength of God within you. Be that joy. So much so that people have to ask, where are you getting this from? From my Lord. Amen.